Wendy's Baconator is the ultimate bacon cheeseburger that puts all other cheeseburgers to cheeseburger shame. And now we're bringing that same big bacon energy to shake up and wake up your breakfast with the Breakfast Baconator. Stacked with the fresh cracked egg, sausage, cheese, and bacon. And right now, you can get a free Breakfast Baconator with purchase in the Wendy's app. So get to Wendy's and always be baconating. We got you.
Offer available at participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time during breakfast hours only. Offer must be redeemed via the app. Account registration required.
What's going on, movie fans? I'm Eddie McCabe, and this is Eddie's Entertainment. I saw Last Blood, and oh boy, do I have thoughts. I went into this movie kind of excited. It was a little bit of a surprise. I didn't realize that there was another Rambo movie being made. I didn't realize that we were there. The last Rambo movie came out in 2008, so over 10 years later, we're getting a sequel. This one picks off 10 years from where the last one left off, right? John Rambo's returned home, finally at peace, or so we thought, back to his family's ranch in Arizona. He then basically befriends the caretaker and her granddaughter that have occupied the ranch since his family's passing. So this girl is ready to go off to college, and she gets scooped up by the cartel, and it's John Rambo's job to go rescue the girl and take out the Mexican cartel. On paper, this movie sounds like it's going to be great. The trailer looks fantastic, where there's a ton of blood and violence and things you would expect from a Rambo movie. I think it's unquestioned what John Rambo, his legacy is in the action movie genre. I mean, him, the Terminator, RoboCop, those are iconic 80s action movie heroes, you know? And this movie really, really doesn't do that character any justice. This is the weakest in the Rambo franchise. And it really just didn't need to happen. I think it can be summed up perfectly by the guy that was sitting three chairs down from me, fell asleep and was snoring very loudly in this movie. It's really unfortunate because the character deserves better and the franchise deserves better. The pacing of this movie is not great. It is very, very slow and character driven, and it wants you to care about a bunch of characters that you just don't want to. You go into a John Rambo movie for him to have an excuse to shoot, knife, and blow things up, and it takes well into the third act for any of those things to actually happen. And once the movie starts to ramp up in the way that you wanted it to, it's over. The acting in this film is terrible. It's very, very wooden, especially in moments in the beginning of the film that are supposed to solidify the emotional dynamic between these characters and why John Rambo cares about this little girl and why this little girl cares about him and the motivation that she has for what she's doing. And the best acting comes from the grandmother. And it's an emotional scene that I'm not going to get into just because it's a little bit of spoiler territory, but it's sad, you know, that there's not better performances throughout this movie if you're trying to tell an emotional story. Finally, once the action ramps up, it tries to pay homage to the original movies. You know, it tries to hark back to First Blood, where it's a lot more guerrilla and raw, and the action set piece that takes place at the end of the film is really cool. It's really cool. It's really fun. It's exactly what you came there to get. The only problem is that it's at the end of the movie. And, you know, that once you start to get the adrenaline rush going and kind of get excited about what you're watching, it's over. The ambiguity of the ending is to be determined, but once the credits start rolling, there is a clip show of all of the movies, including the one you just watched. And as you sit there and watch it, you're like, wow, all of these other movies were so much better. Ultimately, all the way down to the highlights of the movie you just watched, which is insane when you just watched a movie that was very, very tight at 90 minutes to then just really just kind of end And for that clip show to be the best parts, and it's all the end of the movie. So, I wouldn't recommend this movie. Now, the radio show of that movie show, we're sponsored by Showcase Cinema. So I have Showcase subscribe. And if you have a subscription service like that or AMC A-List, then I would suggest, you know, maybe if you want to see this movie, go ahead. But do not pay for this movie. It is definitely not worth paying for. And it's definitely a watch on TNT Sunday while you're, you know, while you're like folding laundry. You know, that type of movie. Now that that's kind of out of the way, I'm going to go a little bit into a little bit more spoiler in depth of this movie about reasons and specifics why I didn't personally like this movie. So, y'all been warned. Let's do it. Basically, everything is very paint by numbers. The acting of the girl who plays Gabriella, she's very, very wooden, and her motivations are very, very A to B. She never knew her father, and before she goes off to college, she needs to meet him. She needs to know why he never loved her or stayed. And that justification is just asking for trouble. You're 100% asking for trouble. You know that where this is going to go. You know that this is going to be a giant setup going forward. And sure enough, it is. The girl is told off by her father, and she ends up getting drugged and kidnapped by, like a sex cartel in Mexico. And so when she doesn't return, John needs to go down to Mexico to find her. And as soon as that happens, you think, oh, John Rambo is going to come down here and everything's going to get messed up. Like, John's just going to take everybody out. And you get excited that this movie's now about to start because you're over a half hour in and John Rambo hasn't punched anybody in the throat yet, you know? And ultimately, John gets his ass kicked by this cartel. And it's like, oh, so he doesn't just, like, go on the warpath. He ends up just getting taken to school. And then he ends up trying to bring he ends up trying again and getting the girl. But she's been so drugged out on heroin. And the movie kind of goes for the realistic aspects of it. This movie tries to be too real for, like, a Rambo movie. You know, Rambo is the character where he's facing down an army and the army's shooting at him and nobody's hitting him, but he's got a machine gun and he's just spraying them and just killing everybody. You know, and while movies have been more sophisticated, and you look at something like the John Wick franchise, where it is more real and more raw, this goes a little bit overboard. The fact that, yeah, okay, so this cartel outnumbers him and takes him down, and, you know, the girl dies, due to heroin overdose, and, you know, and it the whole thing escalates very, very quickly, you know, because it takes place, the whole movie takes place in less than a month, you know, and it's just, it's really frustrating to just kind of watch all of these events unfold. Because it feels like we needed to get from moment to moment, and we didn't progress. We were just written that way, which is really unfortunate. Finally, the inciting incident of this movie comes halfway to three quarters of the way through with this girl dying, and that causes John Rambo to need to be the killing machine that he is, you know? And at no point do we feel like we're getting the... We're not being, as an audience, not rewarded for the, like, moral dilemma that he's trying to portray. They're trying to portray John as this guy who made peace, came back home, and is now adjusted to society. But much like an alcoholic, he knows that this thing is inside him at all times. And it just feels like, you know, we didn't earn any of these moments because now all of a sudden the killing machine's unleashed. And here we go. Basically, he goes back down to Mexico, incites them by just brutally murdering a bunch of people to come back up to his ranch in Arizona, where he has this cavern of tunnels that's never explained as to why he digs these cavern of tunnels, because he just is he's crazy. He's a crazy person. And that's the only logical explanation. So, yeah. Then finally the cartel shows up. And now, to the movie's credit, when it decides that it wants to John Rambo, it John Rambos very, very well. The murder sequence that ends up happening is great. It harkens back to First Blood, where it's a lot of like tactical guerrilla Vietnam-esque type murder, a lot of booby traps. He tricks them into going down into the caverns, and he just murders all of them through just booby traps. And it's a ton of fun. You know, he then, in probably the most gruesome murder, murders the bad guy by like cutting out his heart. And so the movie ends on a weird... The movie ends on a little bit of a weird note, and I think that also kind of plays into it a little bit. You look at the first part of the ending, he murders everybody and he goes and sits down in a rocking chair, and there's a monologue that he cites, and it's tough to hear because Sylvester Stallone at 70 something is very tough to understand at this point. And he's just sitting there rocking, and it's like, okay, he's been through this. He got hit with stuff. He's been shot. He's been burned. You know, he's had a life of war. And so it's like, oh, he's just going to die in this rocking chair, I guess, and that's going to be the end of it. But then the movie, all the credits happen, and we go through all of the Rambo movies in short little, like, sequences, ultimately ending with the movie we just watched. And it shows John Rambo getting on a horse and just riding out into the wilderness on a horse. And it's like, so is there gonna be a Rambo Last Blood part 2? Maybe. I don't know. Sure enough, I don't think that this movie is necessarily a must-see. You know, if you're a huge fan of the Rambo franchise, it feels like we had a nice bow that was on Rambo. We put a tiny little bow on it, and it was great. And I don't know where we go from here, and I don't know if this movie necessarily needed to exist. But yeah, definitely check it out if it's on TV. But other than that, I don't think you need to see it.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.